This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close Up is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. David, last week we talked about what domestic violence is in a teenager's relationship. Review some of that for us as about what domestic violence is.
Well, we're talking specifically to teenagers this week and like we did last week, but this applies really to any kind of relationship. The things that we're looking for are violence in the form of hitting, pushing, or shoving. That's traditionally what we think of when we talk about violence in a relationship. We can talk about assault with a weapon. Things can escalate to that point. We talked a little bit about stalking last week, that stalking is a form of abuse. There's sexual abuse, which is any kind of unwanted sexual behavior. And then there's psychological abuse, which is put-downs and that sort of thing.
David, talk about some of the things that teenagers should look for in a relationship.
Well, here's some red flags that we want to put out there and you'd be aware of in your relationship. If you start seeing these things, it's kind of an indication that maybe you're headed down the wrong road or down a road with the wrong person. First of all, is that person that you're dating jealous and tries to spy on you? Will he not let you break off a relationship or try to prolong it if you want to break off the relationship? And remember that you're in control of that. It takes two to have a relationship. Both people have got to agree on it, and if either party doesn't want to continue, then it's okay to break it off. Does he hurt you in any way? Is he violent or brag about hurting other people? Just because he hasn't hurt you yet, has he hurt other people in other relationships? You're probably not going to be unique, and he's probably going to abuse you at a certain point in time. Does he put you down and make you feel bad? Does he force you to have sexual relationships or take advantage of you in that way? Does he abuse drugs or alcohol? Does he pressure you to use drugs or alcohol? And as I said before, if it's a history of these kind of relationships with him, then he's probably somebody you want to stay away from.
David, tell us a bit about the typical abuser and how an abuser can be recognized.
Well, there's some characteristics that you need to be aware of, such as jealousy. Oftentimes, jealousy, particularly early on in a relationship, can be seen as by the woman in the relationship as a sign of love, or is he really caring for her. Actually, it's a very much a sign of insecurity and possessiveness. Here's some examples. Does he question you about who you talk to? Does he question you about how you spend your time? Does he get jealous when you spend time with family, friends, or neighbors? Does he call you frequently during the day or drop by unexpectedly?
David, you've mentioned control as the motivator for the abuser. Give us some examples of control in an abusive relationship.
Well, controlling relationship can be things like the following. The abuser can say he's really concerned about your safety. Are you using your time wisely? Are you making good decisions? He can get angry if you're late for a meeting. Of course, we all get a little bit angry when somebody is late for a meeting, but does it get out of control to the point where you really are concerned for your safety? Does he question you carefully about who you've talked to and who you're seeing and what you're doing with your time? And as the behavior gets worse, he will probably start making demands on how you dress, decisions about who you see and where you go, and you just need to be really careful about somebody who's in that kind of mode.
David, how long does it take before these signs start to appear?
Probably going to see them right away, because one of the key things in an abusive relationship is a kind of a quick involvement. The abuser comes on like a whirlwind. He tells you it's love at first sight, and it can be very flattering to the person who's receiving these things, but it really can be a sign of somebody who's very insecure and almost desperate, wanting you to commit to him in a relationship. So, for example, if he says, you're the only person I could ever talk to, I've never felt love like this with anyone else, that's very flattering, but it can also be used as a means of control. And remember, it takes about a year before you take off the rose-colored glasses and see your partner for who he or she really is. And prior to that time, you know, you're got the what I call the rose-colored glasses on, and you sort of see what you want to see in that relationship. And we make a lot of assumptions about a relationship that may or may not be true.
David, if someone has any questions or would like to talk to someone, is there a phone number they can call?
You can call us anytime, 24 hours a day on our hotline. That's in Mitchell County at 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.